Joined now on Downtown by Donald Cowboy Cerrone, who will be fighting John McDessie coming up on a stacked UFC 187 card coming up on Saturday night. Cowboy, welcome into the show.
What's going on, guys?
Very good today. And let's first go back before we talk about the fight coming up against you had a fight last time in January against your friend Benson Henderson, a tremendous fight which went the distance too. What was it like facing someone that you were so familiar with as well and putting on such a great fight last time out?
Yeah, man, that was, you know, just mentally, that was the hardest fight just because Ben and I are friends. We fought two times already, you know. I really thought he was going to try and take me down. I wasn't sure. Mentally, that was the hardest fight I've ever done. So getting over that and through that hurdle, that was tough for sure.
Now, seven straight victories. You haven't lost since 2013. Was there something that happened towards the tail end of the summer of 2013 that changed in your career that's given you the success and the seven straight wins, possibly eight on Saturday?
Nah, man, I just went back to being a cowboy, doing what I love, to all the reasons I started kickboxing and fighting to begin with, you know, so I just kind of found back into my own again.
Now, what is your game plan for taking on a kickboxing champion like John McDessie? Again, a very tough fighter, and what have you done to try to defend yourself from some of the offense that he might come and attack you with?
And I had no idea he was even a kickboxing champion, to be honest with you, so go out there and do cowboy. I'm excited. I didn't really look too much into the kid. He's shorter than me. I feel 100% confident in this fight, man. This is one of those fights that I've got so ready for. Khabib brought guys in ready for, and then I got a last minute replacement. And he's not the same caliber fighter as me. That's how I feel.
Well, let's talk about before your MMA career too. You were a bull rider. Do you see any parallels between going on top of that bull and trying to last 8 seconds to going into the octagon and facing someone who's trying to punch your teeth in?
Sure. I mean, a lot of similarities in the sports are same for me. Like, for instance, when they're loading your bulls up and you're rosin your rope and you're getting on your in the chute, you're not worried about the bull in front of you or the cowboys in front of you or the bulls behind you. You're just worried about you in that moment and what you're about to do. Same as like when you're wrapping your hands and get ready. You're not worried about the fights before you, the fights after you, know. So it's similarities in the sport. Like, it's self-sport, you know. You got to go out there and you have to perform. You're only getting paid on how you're riding or how you're fighting. It doesn't matter how anybody else is doing. So I feel a lot of similarity in that.
Would that be something that you would have done as a profession if you never got into MMA? Do you think bull riding, or would you have done something different with your career?
Man, I have no idea, bro. No idea. That's a good question.
Well, I think it worked out pretty well with the MMA side of things as we're talking with Donald Cowboy Cerrone here, as he's going to be fighting John McDessie coming up. UFC 187 live from Las Vegas Saturday night on pay-per-view. Now, you also are great in the ring. You have rigorous training coming up, preparing for all your fights as well. But you like to relax. You like to do things off the board. You scuba dive, I've noticed. You're a big wakeboarder, though I heard Dana White says you're not allowed to do that this week. Is that trying to just kind of calm yourself and get ready for yourself mentally for big fights coming up?
Yeah, man, people don't understand, like, this week that we're out here is so, like, just drawn on and long. I mean, you have to find something to do because a lot of these guys just like to sit in the hotel and relax. But I go crazy, so that's why I go bring my boat down. I go scuba diving, I go wakeboard and do all this. It keeps your mind busy, man. I mean, 5 days is a long time to just sit.
Now, you also, I believe, a couple pay-per-views ago, I think this is a tradition for you, you drive up from your hometown in an RV. Is that still the case this weekend as well?
Oh, yeah. We came in last Thursday, so we've been here since Thursday, and we'll be here all the way through the fight until maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of the following weekend. I got the truck, boat, and RV all here.
Now, is that just something that you're more familiar with, it comforts you a little bit, or you just not like the pomp and circumstance of staying in a hotel or a big suite? You just rather be with something that you're familiar with?
Well, for one, UFC doesn't give me a big suite, so you must have been talking with McGregor, but I get regular room. But no, got my Tempur-Pedic bed in my RV. I got all my clothes, my girlfriend with me. We have our dogs. I got a full kitchen. It's home for me. Like, we live in our RV most of the summer because we're always traveling, so it's just really comfortable for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where everything is. I wake up, I make my coffee, it's just the comfortability of being, it's like being at home, it's not like being in a hotel for me, so it's that's how I draw it up.
Now, Dana White's a big figure, actually grew up here in the state. What are your thoughts on Dana White and being in the UFC?
man. So I can't answer that other than one way. I love Dana. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's great for the sport, for all of us. I mean, he's never been nothing but totally kind to me, taking care of me financially and however else I need. So I got nothing bad to say about him or the UFC.
Absolutely. Now, you've been red hot, as we've mentioned, seven straight, going for eighth coming up this Saturday. If you win this belt, you don't want to look too far ahead, but is a title match in your future should you win on Saturday?
Absolutely. I mean, this fight is a fight in that direction, and I plan on, as soon as this fight's over, getting and talking with UFC and saying, you know what, I'll gladly sit back, not take any more fights and wait for that title shot, but I want to bring it home to Denver, Colorado. That's going to be my ultimatum on the thing. I want to fight in Denver.
Right. Got to do it in the home state, home city as well. Now, last question before we let you go, too. You're very well-liked in UFC, and if you did fight in your hometown, would be a huge boost for you, and I'm sure you'd be the big fan favorite. But would you rather play that guy who's being cheered, the good guy, or would you rather be the villain, or does it not even matter when you go in the octagon because you're just focused on one thing, and that's winning the fight?
Winning the fight, but being the good guy is always being the hero and the good guy is what I want to be. I don't ever want to be the hated one.
Very good. Well, Donald Cowboy Cerrone, you'll be fighting John McDessie at UFC 187 this weekend. We'll be watching. We'll be cheering you on, too. We're wearing our cowboy hats for sure. Best of luck, and we'll pulling for that eighth victory and looking forward to the title fight down on the road coming up. Thanks again for your time.
You got it, man.